This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Looking at Patton Oswalt's resume, it's a bit like being caught in a pop culture genre mixer. He's appeared in big, broad, half-hour comedies like King of Queens, and he's played recurring roles on the kind of critically acclaimed geeky TV shows that inspire rabid fandom like Dollhouse and Caprica. He's written books, both comic and otherwise. He's been a stand-up comedian for more than 20 years. Movies? Oh yeah, those too. He's voiced the hero of Pixar's Ratatouille. He's appeared in movies from Blade Trinity to tiny indie dramas like last year's Big Fan. Amidst all that, he still has time to sit and chat with us about his latest project, the very dark comedy Young Adult, which opened this weekend. Patton Oswalt joins me from our studios at NPR West. Patton, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, we should set up a little what the movie's about. And your co-star, Charlize Theron, plays the very mean and very unpleasant character, Mavis Gary.
That's a very diplomatic way to describe it.
And she goes back home to her hometown of, I believe it's Mercury,
yes.
Minnesota, right? And what's her mission there?
Her mission, or at least in her head, is that like every rom-com heroine, she is going to go back to her small hometown from the big city and rescue the man that got away from his drab, boring, married, new fatherhood life in the suburb.
And tell us about Matt Freehoff, who Mavis Gary meets in a bar.
Well, Mavis Gary meets him in a bar, but not for the first time. What she very soon realizes is that Matt Freehoff, my character, had the locker next to hers all through high school.
Matt. Freehoff. Yeah. Yeah, your locker was right there, right next to mine.
We didn't run in the same circles. You were pretty popular, if I remember correctly. You won best hair.
Did I? What did you win?
I didn't. They usually give out like 15 of those and only to like the same five people. And he was the victim of at the time, everyone thought was a gay-bashing hate crime. Turns out he wasn't even gay, so everyone's sort of forgotten him, and he still is scarred, you know, I would say, it is especially externally, very internally by this, and weirdly becomes her kind of sounding board and confidant because he's ends up being the one person in Mercury that can call her on her damage and delusion.
In what ways do you feel any kinship with this character?
I don't, you know, it's weird. When I was working the character out, and you know, I worked with an acting coach on this, which I'd never done before, and I really had to imagine the kind of person that I would have been if I had never left my hometown, and you know, the kind of I don't think I would have been a very pleasant person. I think I would have been very negative if I hadn't, you know, gone out and done the things that I did, and you know, scratched the itches I wanted to scratch. So, you know, I had to kind of go back and reverse engineer a life that I decided not to live.
Because you started doing stand-up almost immediately after you left school, right?
Well,
and
you're
from Virginia.
Yeah, but I started doing stand-up between freshman and sophomore year of college. So when I graduated college, I had bookings and gigs and I was ready to go. I'm trying to imagine if I decided to give that up and then just stay back in my hometown and get married and not pursue, you know, traveling for stand-up, what that might have done to me.
Though, in fairness, the movie also isn't punishing or patronizing towards the people who do live their lives in the place they grew up, which is also nice. It doesn't have that kind
thing
of, like, the small-town people are a mess kind of tone.
Well, I loved that the people living in the small town are actually happy and have lives of their own. And I think so many major Hollywood movies, it's somebody from the big city who goes back to the small town. And the small town, they're just these harmless potato people who are there to make the hero better. That's very refreshing.
Every actor gets pigeonholed. And what
what
are the ways casting directors tend to look at you?
Oh, definitely the kind of geeky nerd. I'm amazed I haven't done more like, you know, nerdy tech guys to the hot leading man in all these action movies. I don't know why I haven't been sitting in a van with headphones on going, we've lost the signal. Hey, guys, hello. You know, so maybe that's in my future. I don't know. But, you know, I think that's but luckily, you know, with Big Fan and with Young Adult, I've been allowed to do roles that are more nuanced.
What do movies do for your stand up?
Oh, I mean, doing films and TV is great because, A, it's fun for me to do them, and, B, it
it does bring out more people to see me do stand-up, which is ultimately what I want to do.
The baby woke up. I gave her a bottle. My mom said, you fed her like 2 hours ago. I was like, yes, at this stage, they need calories. They need to eat that much. They need the calories. And my mom said, you used to scream all night we didn't feed you. You turned out fine. At that point, I wanted to say, I didn't turn out fine. I'm a fat comedian with OCD.
What I like best about your work, kind of listening to the albums one after another, is one can really hear your growth over time, like how you mature as an adult comes through in the jokes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was kind of my... I didn't even realize that was my aim, but I'm very, very committed to saying exactly what I feel right now on each album. And I have no problem with people saying, we know in your first album you say you hate kids and you'll never get married, and now in the fourth one you're talking about raising a kid. I'm like, yeah, because at the time that is how I felt. I'm glad that that's been permanently recorded. You see a person changing and growing.
And even the thought of people kind of criticizing you about that says a lot. And I
think
it's a little bit about what young adult is saying as well, that sometimes in our culture, at least right now, we're like rewarding people who aren't mature and who don't mature.
We're rewarding either the reality or the appearance of youth, which is why you have all these people in their 50s trying to act like they're 17. You know, it's great to be young. Be young. By all means, be young. But always remember that youth is also kind of dumb. But, you know, getting back to the stand-up thing, yeah, I like that you see me when I was a much dumber youth, and it's been preserved. I like that that's there. I think that'll be good for my daughter. I can go, look, I know maybe you're feeling dumb or confused right now, but, you know, look, Daddy made mistakes too. Here you go.
Patton Oswalt appears in the movie Young Adult, which opened this weekend. Patton Oswalt, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on the show. That was really cool of you.